With the new year, broadcast networks usher in a new slate of primetime programs to replace fall shows that have been canceled or put on break. This month, at least six reality series will be on the air, some old, some new. Networks are also premiering new dramas and comedies. Overall, broadcast television looks very different today than it did 10 years ago, when programs generally fell into a few well-defined categories. There were the sitcoms, such as Friends, and Seinfeld, and the hour-long dramas such as NYPD Blue and ER. But broadcast TV is changing, and NPR's Nova Safo reports that the reasons have a lot to do with audience tastes and what sells.
Not all that long ago, one of the highest-rated shows on TV was a straight-ahead drama with plot lines revolving around the arcane workings of government. NBC's The West Wing premiered in 1998 and is now in its seventh season. Actor Bradley Whitford has been with the show since the beginning. He portrays Josh Lyman. Whitford says The West Wing has always been about a bunch of people in suits standing around in offices, talking, talking, and talking.
Our shows are not about special effects. They're about stories and words.
In the 7 years that The West Wing has been on the air, broadcast TV has undergone change, and there are now shows that are much more visually spectacular and action-oriented than The West Wing.
Go, 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 go!
The very successful Lost had its premiere on ABC in 2004, the story of plane crash survivors stranded on a mysterious island and the dangers that surround them. Lost focuses on character development and multiple storylines over many episodes, things that traditional dramas have done, but it also has a certain amount of action and suspense.
Who are you people?
Just give us the boy.
I'm not giving you anybody.
Well, all right then.
Hey! Hey!
So how did we get from The West Wing to Lost? The answers in the 7 years between the two shows, a period when networks relied heavily on reality and procedural programs. There are about 15 procedurals on TV right now. Procedurals are essentially mysteries that rely on the process of solving a crime to drive the plot in each episode. Shows like the very popular CSI, which remains the highest-rated program so far this season.
Multiple lacerations and contusions, no vital response to the injuries.
Paramortem?
Yep.
He was dumped in a backyard by a whole bunch of other people. Do you think they could have beat him to death?
Nick, it took a lot of people to do this.
There is the golden age that I think we're coming to an end of right now, the golden age of the procedural drama.
Joe Adalian is TV editor for the Hollywood trade publication Daily Variety. He says broadcast networks saw procedurals as the answer to the changes in the way people watch TV.
The thinking was people are so busy, they can't watch every episode of a show, so therefore give them a show that you can watch 12 weeks a year out of 24 episodes, and it'll be okay. You can watch a Law & Order if you've never seen Law & Order before, because it's a self-contained storyline, you don't need to know the characters.
Procedural shows work both for the audience and the network's bottom line. They can be easily sold to cable channels or independent stations that want to rerun old episodes, making them more profitable than traditional dramas. Reality TV is also profitable because it's relatively cheaper to produce. According to Film LA Incorporated, a nonprofit entertainment industry group, the average cost of production for a one-hour drama is $2 million per episode. That's compared to $700,000 per episode for a reality series. Both reality and procedural shows have another key element that helps promote and market the programs. TV writer Gina Fattori calls it incident.
Incident is there's a fight between two drunk guys at the third act break, you know, and that's something that is easier to promote. You can sell it in 10 seconds. When you see two guys having a fight, you know what the story is very quickly.
Or children throwing a tantrum as an ABC's super nanny.
Is this familiar? Children don't come with an instruction book. But now sanity is speeding your way. She's Super Nanny, gifted with over...
A show like Super Nanny is very different from what Gina Fattori is used to. She was a writer on Dawson's Creek, a successful character-driven teen drama. In 2003, the show went off the air, and Fattori says she found it surprisingly hard to get work. Fattori says writers had better luck if they could emulate reality TV, emphasizing plot and incident.
Incident is a word that I don't think I ever heard once when I worked on Dawson's Creek. And I feel like that's kind of what people are looking for in their scripted drama, or at least that's what the networks think people are looking for, is something that really ups the ante and has a high level of incident.
And that brings us back to ABC's Lost, which along with Desperate Housewives is enjoying very strong ratings. Both shows deliver on incident and interweaving storylines that arc over many episodes. The two shows are a hybrid of old and new storytelling techniques, a focus on character and action-oriented plot. The mystery at the heart of Lost is where the plane crash survivors are and what, if anything, brought them there. That mystery remains veiled well into its second season. In the meantime, the characters face seemingly constant dangers while they struggle with their pasts and their uncertain future. For its part, Desperate Housewives relies on the ongoing intrigue of unsolved murders and the personal trials and travails of its four lead characters.
It was 5 o'clock in the morning on Wisteria Lane when the phone calls started. Of course, each of them knew something was wrong from that first ring.
Part of the draw of incident-driven shows is their ability to hook viewers, keep their attention, and keep them tuned in through commercial breaks.
We are in the business of providing the material that prevents the commercials from all slamming together.
And that, says West Wing executive producer Lawrence O'Donnell, is what every twitch of TV programming is really about.
That's what we're doing here. That's what we're doing on the West Wing set. We got to deliver them 12 minutes of stuff to separate the Chevy commercials.
The amount of commercial time is increasing in broadcast TV, and even established shows such as The West Wing are feeling the pressure to inject suspense for that same result as hybrid shows get with incident.
You have these things called act-outs, which is that final moment that takes you to a commercial. And it's got to be kind of a cool moment. And oh, by the way, it has to come at 13 minutes and 42 seconds into the show. And then you've got to have another one of those, another 8.5 minutes after that.
The silver lining, says Daily Variety's Joe Adelian, is that TV executives are realizing that more is possible now.
Today's television audience is a lot savvier than it used to be. People are used to managing a whole bunch of different characters in their head. They're used to people coming and going and trading teams and all sorts of weird situations. And I think what Lost and Desperate Housewives proved was that you can have big arcs, big ideas, and big casts, and the public can handle it.
So television is developing into a more varied landscape. Evidence of that is the list of the top 10 highest-rated shows during the fall of 2005. It includes 5 procedurals, 2 hybrids, 1 reality show, 1 traditional program, and of course, Monday Night Football. Nova Safo, NPR News, Los Angeles.
For a more comprehensive look at what's coming up on The Tube, check out reporter Rick Carr's 3-part series on the future of television. It's at our website, npr.org.